Electric Ireland Powering Kindness Week is on right now, and that's where your humble acts of kindness get turned into real donations for good Irish causes. You can find out how good it can feel to do good. Just do a good deed and donate it to one of the three nominated charities. There's the Irish Heart Foundation, Childline, or the Mary Keating Foundation. And here's how it works. It involves being kind. If you can do that, it won't cost you a thing. You could put the neighbour's bin back after the bin collection, or buy the teas in the office. That would be nice, wouldn't it, for a change? Or drop that bag of old clothes into the charity like you said you would. Just do it. You tell us when you've done and what you've done, and then text here to 51552 with your good deed, and then nominate one of the three charities. You text the word HEART in capitals for the Irish Heart Foundation, CHILD for Childline, or Mary for the Mary Keating Foundation, and we'll be counting your texts, and the charity with the most good deed donations at the end of the week will win an extraordinarily large sum of €60,000 for their services from Electric Ireland. But don't worry, Electric Ireland have a charity fund of €130,000, so the other two charities will receive prize funding at the end of the week as well. So that's text 51552 with your good deed and nominate Heart for the Irish Heart Foundation, Child for Childline, and Mary for the Mary Keating Foundation. For all you need to know, log on to poweringkindness.ie and follow Powering Kindness on Facebook and Twitter. That's nice, isn't it? Nice thing to do, and we'll all feel better about the world by the end of the week. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Did you do something nice for somebody today, a little act of kindness?
I did. I work with St. Christopher's in Longford. It's a disability service.
Yeah.
And one of our houses is collecting clothes for charity. So I brought them in a bag of clothes today.
Excellent. I hope they were nice clothes now, not the old raggle-taggles.
Oh, yeah. All my best ones.
Now, all your favourite ones, just for charity.
Yeah.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it feels great. And yesterday my friend Connor helped me with my flat tyre, so it was two acts of kindness.
See, that's two for the price of what happened to you? What happened to your car? Where were you?
I was in Athlone. I just came out of the shopping centre and I had a nail in my tyre. I don't know what happened, but I had to ring a friend to get it fixed, and he came along really quick. So it's great.
Could you not do it yourself, Eleanor?
No.
Could you not just get out of the car and get the jack out and sort yourself out?
No, it was too hard. No, I couldn't do it.
You had to call Connor. Connor, did you kind of bat your
Connor
eyelids
done.
On the phone?
Connor John for doing that.
Well done, Connor. Did he come in on a white horse with his armour shining in the sunshine in Athlone?
Yeah, he did, yeah. And he had his friend Peter Watson with him as well. So that was the two of them did a good job for me.
Good work. Well, looks well done, Anna. That's nice. That powers up the kindness.
Okay.
And are you going to donate some? Which charity are you choosing?
The Irish Heart Foundation. The
Irish Heart Foundation. Well done, Leonard.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
How's it all going?
I'm good.
What are you doing now? You sound like you might be a student or something. Are you?
No, I work in Pioneer Investments in George's Quay.
George's Quay. You sound really young, but that's just because your voice is young, but you're not that young, are you?
I'm not that young, no.
Okay, good. Do you like working in George's Quay?
I do, yes, I do.
And did you do something nice, or did someone do something nice for you?
No, I did something nice for someone. I was getting off the bus going to work this morning, and there were some people who were a little bit lost. They were looking for Connolly, so I walked them over and showed them where it was.
No. You were like the guardian angel of geography in Dublin.
Yes, not that I know Dublin very well, but I do know a little bit around George's Quay.
And were they Dublin people? Were they foreign?
No, they'd come up. They were Irish. They'd come up on the train, and we'd gotten on the 90 bus at Houston, but they were a little bit confused when they got off.
And you said
where they were going.
Fear not, I am Laura, the patron saint of directions. I will guide you to where you need to go. Come this way.
Pretty much, yes, pretty much.
That's I'm impressed by that. Were you a little bit late for work as a result, Laura?
I was a little bit late for work, but I thought I'd done a good deed, so they wouldn't mind.
So you were able to announce, I'm sorry I'm late, but I was being kind.
Yes, exactly.
It's not my fault, but well, that's good. And which charity would you be inclined to support there between the Irish Heart Foundation? Go on.
Childline.
You're going to go for Childline. Okay, we like Childline, obviously. Well, Laura, that's very, very good of you. But don't stop there. Keep it going.
Of course.
Keep powering kindness this week, please.
Thank you.
And have a good day. How are you on Monday? Is you okay?
Yes, it's fine. Pretty cold, but it's okay.
It's quite biting out there today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go and enjoy yourself today, Laura. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ryan.
There
Bye.
You are, another great kind person with Electric Ireland powering kindness this week. It's happening all week. You can text 51552 with your good deed and nominate the charity you like. Text the word Heart for the Irish Heart Foundation, Child for Childline, and Marry for the Mary Keating Foundation.